It's December 4th, 2017, and I really need to stop messing with this Gunpla. I'm Colin Detmar.
And I'm Bottle Crow Reborn, a Nick 2 podcast where we talk about...
Cease.
Dota Cease. And I'm Dota 2.
Another League of Legends.
Another quality intro. We have made it 2 seconds in, and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
So I figure we will talk basically the entire episode about a revolutionary idea that I had, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much Dota have you played this week, Nick?
A surprising amount for how busy I've been. I came to a realization. I'm like, wait, Dota often, if I'm playing like with people, which is the vast, vast majority of what I play these days, it's like not what it used to be in terms of like, oh, Dota's this complicated game and it's not like stress relief, it's just another stress. No, like I play Dota for stress relief sometimes as a fun game. Wow. Probably means I've played too much Dota.
So I played 2 games.
Nice. I played 2 solo queue games, which...
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you 2 games?
Well, I actually wanted to talk about... I thought that would be the main thing we talked about this episode, is one of my games.
So it's like a little Dota 2 therapy corner.
No, like no, this is like me being an innovator, a real ideas man. Yeah, really breaking new ground in the world of Dota 2, because I don't know if I might have said it on the podcast, I don't recall, but I started running Puck as a Roamer, I don't know what, sometime like earlier this year, like February, March, and then pros started doing that sometimes. So that's like I'm where the ideas come from.
You were ahead of the curve.
I was beyond the summit. and so I really like, it's been a while since I've had one of those ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was playing with some friends, and Nick was among them, and we were short on a support. And I said, hey, Nick.
Was this really this week? God.
Slows are good for supports, right?
God damn it.
Because I had an idea. You see, I feel like some good things for a support to have. Obviously, slows are good. Magic damage is good. A big ult that allows you to like turn a fight, sort of regardless of your items. Just turn a fight. Really good. And also, mobility... underrated, but really good, because supports, like, especially as a 5, you're not going to be able to afford a blink dagger. What if you had one built in that you could also use
every support
fire?
Wants a blink dagger. A wise man once said.
So I decided to play position 5, Queen of Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it went really well, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was I... What was the rest of our team... I don't know. We didn't have a stun, I'm pretty sure.
We had lots of stuns, actually. Yeah, we had Sven, we had Nyx, we had Winter Wyvern, and we had Pangolier. Okay. So we had 2 stuns that were fairly consistent and reliable, and we also had the Wyvern
ult. A quick game, and we swept in 20 minutes. Definitely didn't drag to like 50 to an hour, if I remember correctly, right?
Seems like I seem to recall us going high ground at one point and like killing 2 of them, but then not taking the tower. Just sort of like we didn't lose anyone. We killed 2 people and then we backed off and we realized that our Sven wasn't there.
That's weird.
It's almost like our Sven is trash.
It's almost like.
Almost like. They were holding back.
As if.
Holding back this brilliant counterpick. If I may say so myself, of the support Queen of Pain, which really, like, Arcane's the Solar Crest, I really did some work that game. They did not have a lot of armor, and occasionally they missed attacks. Also, we didn't because of accuracy.
Yeah, you did.
And they were slowed.
You finally, for the first time on this program, we can report you took the 650 AoE Shadow Strike. And it's a big AoE.
Huge. It's like the size of Warlock's Upheaval. It's gigantic.
Yeah. Everybody got a piece of the dagger, and they were slowed eventually at, like, what, level 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you took that instead of the fear, I think?
I think it was the spell lifesteal, right?
The lifesteal, okay. Yeah.
Or is that 25? I don't remember.
They keep mixing it up.
Here's what I know is that was actually the wrong call. But it was cool.
we finally saw it. We can't confirm even on position 5. Not worth. Incredibly.
Well, I mean, it's hard to know.
Maybe position
6. At that point, you've been playing Queen of Pain as a position 5 for 45 minutes or something.
You've had, you know, a massive impact due to her being ready to just go from minute 1 as a good support. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abundance.
It's weird. I'm looking at her on Dota Buff, and they've got entries for like how to play her as like a mid laner or an off laner or a safe laner. And there doesn't seem to be anything on playing her as a support. So I guess
That's weird. I mean, we should probably just here. Let's real quick go to Dota Buff and analyze that last match, or was it Open Dota?
I can't remember. Sure, either one. I mean, like it's Gosu AI assistant would do the analysis.
Let's see. Oh, right. Yeah, I think it was Open Dota. You had a 2% contribution to the match?
4%? I think... that doesn't sound right. Let me check.
You sure?
No, 4%. Gosu AI is 4%. Well, okay, so Gosu AI is still, still in beta. They're still working out the kinks. And there are certain things they can't, like, they don't know how to value. Right?
Oh, yeah. Like garbage.
This feels kind of hurtful right now, Nick. It doesn't feel like you're like here to support
me. Let's give out some highlights. You did do
which I guess you're a carry. That makes sense.
In damage. You did you did 20,000 damage. 2 10,000s worth of damage. You somehow only got 25 last hits as a quap, but I think that's just more of a Colin thing.
Yeah. Listen, Colin gonna Colin.
If only you had an AoE spammable spell. No. Impossible.
I leveled that up last.
Oh. That does make sense, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It gave me pretty high marks for the quality and placement of my wards.
Yeah. That's a thing that hero, I guess, does do slightly better due to having a built-in blink.
And it says that I had 82% micro efficiency.
What? You had a Solar Crest, Arcanes, Null, Ultimate,
No, I think Void. I think it appears to be registering how well I did, like, move, hit, move.
Orb walking?
No, just like moving between auto attacks.
Isn't that orb walking?
Orb walking is specifically when you do it with orb attacks. Like orb walking is like when you hit Q as Drow to use your auto attack, the orb effect auto attack, but it doesn't draw aggro because you're manually triggering it. That's orb walking.
I see. I mean,
orb walking actually doesn't generally involve walking, which is confusing.
I see.
Well, I think.
And you had a great GPM, 264.
Now I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah. I don't know what it means. We don't have orbs anymore either, so.
Yeah.
We have circular things. Clearly not orbs, though.
Yeah, no. Orb of Venom. Not an orb anymore.
Nope, just...
Just Venom.
Glob.
Just what if they just renamed it to Venom?
Vim of Venom. Purity of Venom.
Nick, it's almost been 10 minutes. We haven't said fucking shit.
What's new?
How was your week of Dota? Talk about some of your matches.
What did I play? Let's go to Dota Buff, Uranium Heart. Matches.
I mean, you got some Centaur, you got some Pudge, you got some Lifestealer, you got some Faceless Void. You went all over the map.
That's true. So one of these days, I know there's been a lot about the new MMR system and haven't really talked about it from a player perspective. I calibrated my party ranked as 2200 MMR, which is kind of low. Like I used to have that, and then like slowly I just kept like winning with the people we played with, and it got up to like over 3k. But somehow I'm back to 2.2k, and so I calibrated as Crusader 5 or like Crusader 4 because I hadn't played any solo queue, and then I've played 2 solo queue now. And I know people have been complaining about the quality matchmaking. I've been playing in Legend with like Legend, all Legend people in these two solo queue games. And there's always been one just complete dingus. Just really, you know, sock it to them. They are the dullest knife in the drawer. Just worst of the worst. We had a Mirana position 4, I think it was, like 4 or 5, who rushed a first item BKB so that she could get spells off in fights against, like, a Slark and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It didn't really work out.
Did she maybe
Oh, it was against
die?
A Weaver, right, who had a Deso. And it's a good thing that BKB blocks Deso. Oh, no, it doesn't. And she just died anyways. She never really did anything.
Weird.
It wasn't great. And then, who is this? What did I play? I think I played a Jug in my other game. Well, this was a one match, so it definitely is not this one. I did play Jug. Okay, Juggernaut. High skill, it says. Yeah, right. And then we had a... Right. First off, we had a Magnus mid and a roaming slash offlane Tidehunter who just flamed each other all game. And then Tidehunter, this is a 40-minute game. He just rushed Guardian Greaves and a Hood. Didn't want to blink. Didn't really know what he was doing. He's kind of a dingus as well. He had 285 GPM. Yeah, this, it was pretty bad.
It seems like you're pointing fingers a lot here, Nick.
I mean, I could definitely do better, which is why I don't endorse the, like, oh, you know, Valve, Riot, whatever, have to do something about these flamers and, like, blah, blah, blah. They're always ruining my games because I think that's impossible to fix. Like, you can minimize, but I think it's impossible. And so what you can do is just get better. You know, they might hold you back somewhat, but eventually you're going to average out the dinguses, hopefully. The dingus average method, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they were pretty bad. It was pretty hard. Like, I played support the one game where we had the crazy Mirana. And then I played Jug. I played Carry this game where we had the two Flamers and Tide who just kind of fed. And then a Chinese Pudge who also just kind of fed. I didn't say anything the whole game. But it kind of felt bad. It's just two games, so there's no sample size there to draw conclusions from. But I'm also having a bad time, I can report. From the front.
Does it feel like it's the new, like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you get these games every once in a while before. I hadn't played solo queue in a while. Like, I would kind of steadily go in, and I got up to 3.7K or whatever before the recalibration. And it's just like, you know, every once in a while, if nobody was on, it's like, okay, maybe I'm in the mood for a solo queue. But I just, you know, once they announced the recalibration, I'm like, I don't really feel like it. And now I'm like, I don't really feel like it, but we'll see where my badge goes when I eventually play these 8 remaining solo queues.
Do you expect it's going to jump a lot, or?
I don't think so. I mean, I keep getting matched in Legend in the two things, so I imagine, like, bottom of Legend.
But no, but I mean, like, compared to your 220 that you got.
Oh, for my party?
Yeah.
Do I expect my... I didn't do enough research on... Well, I don't know if we had any conclusions on exactly how they deflated MMR. I don't expect to move too much, really.
Okay. That's fair.
Sitting around 3.5K, hopefully.
God willing.
Got to get those points. I need my points.
So it's been a pretty quiet week in the world of Dota, generally speaking.
We had some events.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, Secret won.
Yeah, Secret's on
beat
tear.
Liquid. Yeah, Ace is working out for them. The player Ace, not the Association of Chinese Esports people. Who I assume is not working out with them because they're
yeah,
the Chinese.
Fuck 'em.
Also that.
But I do want to mention two things. One, last episode, we talked about how we really hope Midorfeed rally, and are they going to disband? They might disband.
Oh, I forgot.
And we recorded that episode, and then 2 days later, I finally got around to editing it and put it out. And while I was editing it, I looked at Reddit, and I was like, "Ah, oh, Midorfeed disbanded, huh? Shit." Yeah, this it's a bummer, but I don't know. Maybe it's for the best.
They just had them and they didn't put in the results, and they didn't really know each other. I think, you know, they'd come together and assembled. I mean, they grabbed Tomato. It's kind of feel bad for Tomato. You know, some pros are saying, you know, they aren't too worried. He's probably going to land on his feet. He's got talent and stuff, but kind of sucks for him to move to a new country and then your opportunity falls out.
Yeah, it's a shame. And actually, today we found out that DC is also disbanding.
Who's even on the current DC?
You do this
every
time.
I do this
every
god. I was going to say every goddamn podcast, but I swear to God, I could not name one player on here. Digital Chaos. I'm going to do it myself if you want it done.
Okay. No, go ahead. Go for it.
Here we go. We got Mason yourself. Coach Kava, a German player. MSS. Oh, okay. Bulba and Demon. I see.
Mm-hmm.
And now
they already lost Abed, so you know. I think that was kind of the beginning of the end for them, frankly. Because some might say that Abed was the best player on that team. Some might say that Mason isn't a very good player.
Some might say that Meter Hammer is the best item in the game.
It's funny you should say that, Nick, because that's my next topic.
Meteor Hammer?
Why is it so fucking trash?
I think you just got to believe a little more.
I think Meteor Hammer should be like, listen, if you're a timber saw or a tinker and you need to push high ground, get a Meteor Hammer. If you're anyone else, go straight to hell. Do not pass go.
Do not collect the passive gold.
It's so bad. It's a bad item.
Yeah, it's not great.
My one-man war will continue against this item.
Railing what? Against the hammer. Fight the hammer. Rawa.
In you know, even as fucking, like, quote-unquote friends decide to, like, all buy them in games to troll me.
Well, they're no longer friends, right? Because you unfriended all of us.
That's true. That's true. I did. Yep. That's what happens. Listen
consequences.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta
your actions,
them.
They have them. Don't buy bad items.
But what about
you know
when
what?
It's hammer
no,
time?
Buy bad items. It's fine. Meteor Hammer is not a bad item. Meteor Hammer is not an item. Meteor Hammer is this piece of shit
this
that sits in your
choice.
Inventory that you forgot to flush down the toilet. I don't want to see a Meteor Hammer in your inventory.
What a hater. What would it take? What kind of things would you do to make it good? What do you
what
want it to
do? What if it used this? Okay, here's what I want it to do. I want it to not go on cooldown if you cancel the animation.
Okay.
There. That's it.
What about half cooldown? What's the current cooldown?
35 seconds, I think.
Half cooldown.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, like, it does. I'm being absurd
quarter
by saying
cooldown.
It doesn't matter. Well, then it's broken.
Wait, it's broken if it has a quarter cooldown, but if it has no cooldown, it's fine.
What? No, it has a cooldown. Wait, who? No cooldown?
You said do not go on cooldown. Oh, no, I meant
if
like,
you break the animation.
Yes.
Oh, so you meant a quarter cooldown if you break the animation?
Yeah, you don't just get it back for free like a shout out.
No, no.
No?
Maybe. Okay, so it's a 40-second cooldown. I forgot because there's the channel time. So by the time you look at it, it's usually like 35. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to make, like, you don't want to just have this gimmick item that's like, hey, buy me, because you have to, you know, it's the strongest thing to get towers at 20 minutes in the game. Everybody
I mean, Odesso is the strongest thing to get towers. Still
it depends,
is. Though.
It depends.
For certain heroes, I guess, but like.
I mean, Odesso's amazing against buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not one of the, if you're not, like, a weaver, if you're a really rich CM, I guess. I like that you could have an item to push a tower if your team is shit at pushing or something.
I guess.
It seems
kind of
weird.
Even CM, I honestly think you still get Deso because of her attack speed talent.
Well, yeah. Eventually, yeah.
I mean, that talent is like level 10.
It's at level like 20. She gets 250 attack speed.
I thought they replaced the damage one with it.
No. It's 250 attack speed.
I'm so smart, I just searched Dota 2 wiki for Crystal. That good Crystal, I guess. I'm gonna look this up though. We're gonna fact check you on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty confident. Level 20.
Yeah, you're right. Level 20. Okay.
I know, because I've seen it and it's goofy. Also, Sam seems pretty good this patch.
Sam's great every patch. Sam's great.
She's just great.
What a good hero.
What a great maiden of Crystal.
What a great, great...
What? Was that sorry part? You just getting tired of your own joke and not completing it? Or is it just going over my head?
No. Okay. Yeah. No, I was just like, why am I doing this?
What am I doing with my life? Where am I?
All right, Nick, let's talk about the real meat of the show.
Okay. No jokes. Just lay it, slap it down.
So previously, we have had episodes where we came up with new hero concepts. And we thought that this week what we could do is do that, but collaborate on one live on air. Live is wrong. That's a stupid thing for me to say because this is obviously a podcast.
We're also quite not on air. We're probably like way underground. Occasionally maybe above ground because it would be kind of expensive to transmit. I mean, I could like buy a sat phone, I guess, and go to the middle of the Pennsylvania jungle.
I just want you to imagine that I could sing, and right now I'm singing You're My Satellite. Because that's the song for this moment, this gag, but yeah. I can't sing.
I don't know the lyrics. You're my satellite. That's what I know. And
yep, there
I'm
you go.
The...
Anyway.
It's a party in USA.
That's a different song.
You're my satellite. Right?
All right. Sure. So, here is the core concepts that we have established already for this brainstorming
session. This
is the
seed for my random shit generator.
Right. So first off, the hero will have a focus on mobility and be evasive. The character will incorporate monochrome in some way.
Now, Colin said, okay, this is what we're doing. We're coming up. I was like, Colin, I've been busy. I feel bad, but I haven't like arranged topics neatly for the notes. And he's like, say no more. Let's come up with random keywords. He said the word keywords. And then
concepts.
And then he proceeds to not give me a single keyword. I gave him keywords. What we've got is evasive/mobile. I distilled his concept. Monochrome, agility caster, fractal, and lore-wise, lore-wise, the Nothal realm, whatever that will mean.
I mean, the Nothal realm's already in Dota 2.
Yes, I mean, but we don't say they're from the Nothal realm, or they are the Nothal realm. Maybe they just like got takeout from the Nothal realm. We've yet
to see. It's Dr. Nothal. There he is.
Mr. Bide. I had nothing. I went for it.
Okay, so.
Where to begin?
First off, do you want to start with lore?
Yes. Yeah, that'll inform our decisions.
Now, I could kind of just take this one away if you wanted, because I teased before that there was a hero I had sort of tossed around developing for ages now with a sort of a light and dark theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to adapt to just being dark and having having some association with the Nothal realm pretty easily.
Yeah, I'll let you hear. I'll give the background in the Nothal realm. What we know, it probably has a light side and a dark side, and the related heroes are Huskar and Dazzle. They are part of the Dezun Order, who have like priests and warriors who do stuff and like have contact with the Nothal realm. And Huskar talks about making sacrifices to it and returning to it when he dies and stuff. And then he says Dazzle spent too much time on the dark side of the Nothal realm. Stuff mm-hmm. like that.
So, the idea that I had before, right, is I like Lina and I like Crystal Maiden, right? I like those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so like
there is another. They don't have a name, but
so it's like, Lena, okay, so name? I don't think they have last names that we don't. But so Lena is like the hot-headed older sister, and Crystal Maiden Rylai is the, you know, fairly cool-headed, you know, we've got some exceptions to that, but younger sister. What if there was a middle sister who had shadow powers partially because she's, like, so much the middle sister that even her other sisters keep forgetting she exists?
The middle sister, the classic middle sister gag.
Well, I mean, there is a classic middle child thing where they feel like no one notices them and they're, you know, like, forgotten. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, a real psychological thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so, the middle sister. Instead of, you know, the cliche fourth spirit, we've got the third sister.
And I don't have a name for them. I mean, I think middle sister would be funny as fuck. But
blank the middle.
Sand King.
We got Lena
Huskar.
And
middle sister.
That we Ice Frog forgot to give her a name. Yeah. We'll see what if inspiration strikes.
Yeah. But basically, my concept at the time was like Lena's a natural talent, and then Rylai awoke into her talent, and basically everybody forgot that she existed, so she went off and did some bad shit so that she would be special too. And I guess it involved the Nothal realm, because that's where we are now.
Yeah, sure. She's a priest of the Desen Order. Do we want them to be
no,
part
I don't,
of that cult?
I don't
thing?
Think nah. that okay. probably doesn't. That would be a stretch. Yeah. I think we could, like,
they
we don't
interact.
Know that much about the Nothal realm. I think it's fair to say that probably there are other ways to access the Nothal realm than other being a priest of this specific order.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it says the, I think Dazzle and all, like, they just did some weird special rites or whatever. So other magical people could do magical shit.
At one point, Dazzle, in a reply, refers to it as the place where darkness is light.
Oh, there you go.
And you mentioned monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the idea, what if she tried to take the power of the Nothal realm and kind of fucked it up? And so she has some of the power of the Nothal realm in her, but also she can't, like, control it right, and it's kind of fucking her up. And as she casts spells in frequency, it drains the color from her character.
Okay, okay.
So she becomes monochrome as she spams spells or
something? So she has, like, a pass. Oh, okay. So Lena has fiery spirit, and Crystal Maiden
has... Fiery soul,
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Crystal Maiden has a passive that gets the
Arcane
region.
Aura?
Arcane Aura, yeah. So middle sister can have a passive. We'll just put it on her E, because why not? And it'll be... desaturate, spectral drain, spectral corruption. There you go. How about that?
Spectral corruption. That sounds like it invokes ghosts. Is she a ghost lady?
Ah, God, I was thinking about this earlier. There's this. So we have the hero, Spectre, right? Spectre. And that's like one thing. It's like, oh, it's a ghostly specter. But then there's the spectrum, right? Like, you got light, and it's on a spectrum.
Oh, that kind of.
And I don't think there's a difference between spectral and spectral, except when I intentionally mispronounce it.
I mean, I'm not seeing
English contact.
Right. It is the same. Like, that is, they are homonyms. That is another meaning of spectral, is of or concerning the spectrum.
I mean, that's a clever thing on our part then, because she was in this ghostly realm type place that we don't know much about.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Slam dunk. We've got one skill.
What was spectral? What?
Drain. Corruption. Corruption. Sorry.
Spectral corruption. Okay. So we've got an E, right? Now, what we know about this hero is that they are an agility caster, right?
Yes. We've specified that.
So what happens as the color is drained from her, and how does it play into this? Is it like...
I was wondering, like, because so, Huskar sacrifices his life force, and he, like, makes fun of AM for needing mana, because he thinks, you know, it's unholy. And
sure.
They, the Dezun Order, whatever, they have to do sacrifices. Sacrifice is a big part of the thing in order to contact the Nothal realm. So it couldn't, like, she's obviously, if she's casting spells, probably sacrificing mana, because we don't want to go the energy route or any stupid shit. Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, Dazzle uses mana.
So. Yeah, so that's fine. It could do something else, and this is going to depend on whatever the rest of her kit is. It could, like, temporarily drain stats, something.
From her, or from her enemy, or?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It seems a little too OP.
I worry about making the downside so much that no one wants to use it. You know, like, I think the idea is, like, it's... I guess the thing I had in my head is that as your color is desaturated, like, you lose a part of your toolkit or something. Like, your focus narrows, but in a very specific way, you become much stronger.
Okay.
Was what I had in my head. Because it's kind of like her sinking into the Nothal realm.
What would it be, Laura? You're like, desat is this weird, because it's going to look weird on the battlefield, like, for, you know, on purpose.
I think as far as visually, I think the way you have to do it is it's not just her model. It is also, like, slightly, like, this very small AoE around her, because otherwise it just looks a little weirder. But yeah. I think it looks cooler if it's just, like, this sort of, like, very slight dome effect on her.
Yeah.
Also, it would hurt people's CPUs, which is always a good thing.
That's the bet. That's one of her key strengths. That's why Monkey King was so good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta kill those frames. Yeah. Give me them.
Leave it to me. Lots and lots of me.
Well, so we can... Let's
yeah, we can come back to this. Let's come back.
And we'll weave it together at the end.
Okay, so agility caster who's evasive and mobile. I would like an ability that is kind of... In its effects, almost similar to, like, Morphling's Waveform. I don't want it to be like that, but I want a spell that is mobile but not like the way a Blink is mobile, and also a spell that does damage with the same thing.
Okay, yeah, I liked the mobility thing, but I didn't want it to be like a Blink.
Because I think Blinks are Blinks are played out. Nobody likes Blinks anymore.
Yeah, and you have to specifically, like, balance based on a Blink. Like, any mage is balanced based on the fact that he has Blink and stuff.
Right.
And I don't
really
need that. I don't want it.
So what kind of movement, like... Okay, oh, here's a question. Is she melee or ranged?
Let's make her melee.
Okay.
Or not. Have a melee agility caster.
Okay.
Because that makes more sense why she'd be mobile, too. And it gives her specific weaknesses there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do we want to do, like a fucking league-ass dash and slash kind of thing?
I think we kind of just got that with Pangolier. I'm not really feeling that. I was thinking of utilizing our fourth keyword, fractal, and then doing something with that where, you know, you've already got this kind of, like, weird desaturated white thing that might, you know, eventually happen. If she could lay down, like, a pattern or something that, you know, creates a path along the ground, it's not just a straight line. It, you know, fractures and goes in weird, quote unquote weird, but, you know, this, you lay down a pattern on the ground, right? It's interesting. It's not just a dash. It's not just a blink. And somehow that interacts to cause movement and damage.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that would work as far as, like, targeting or, like, you know, like, so some of the ideas that are popping to my head that are bad ideas, but, like, some of the things I'm thinking on is, like, it could be a projectile based on, or, like, not projectile, but, like, a damage area based on, like, a target's, like, previous movements, or you could do something based on, like, recent casts in the area, sort of like an echo kind of effect. But neither of those, like, I want it to be something that is, like, theoretically predictable, not random.
Yeah.
It's based on something that you could, in theory, predict if you had the foresight. And I also want it to be a thing that doesn't take a long time to, because one of my problems with, like, the vector targeting is like, it, you know, you get used to it, but I don't like these like two-click targeting spells. I think you should just
click and
go.
I have a gripe about that. So I remember when I first downloaded a test client, it acted like I thought it would. Back, based on, you know, when I had vector targeting in League, where like I click once, right? I press down on the key once and it locks my target. And then I drag the mouse to change like the direction and I release and it works. Mm-hmm. But if I have quick cast on, that's not how it works. I have to click again after I press the button. I have to press like Q on Pangolier and then move my mouse and then I have to click again. Hmm. I don't know if I'm just being an idiot, but like I definitely have to click.
I think it's weird.
It feels so bad. I don't know. I need to figure that out. But yeah, it's a little janky.
What if it is a projectile? No, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't want to go. I don't like a lot of League's mobility stuff. I don't want to add a blink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of your ideas basically sounds like Spectre Q, which isn't horrible if we can like mutate it from a spectral dagger.
Okay, so here's a thought, right? What if you had a move that was like Earthshaker's Aghanim's W, but you targeted on a person, and the target could be changed by certain factors while you were in the air?
Changed by certain factors?
So this is not what I'm actually thinking, right? But here's an example of what I'm thinking. What if you target the person, but then if someone drops below them in percentage health, it switches targets to them?
Huh?
And so, like, by manipulating, and that's, again, I wouldn't want to actually do health, but by manipulating factors, the other team or your team could theoretically change the target while you're in the air.
How would you change targets in a way that's not weird?
That's a good question.
I like the concept. I don't know about it, though.
I mean, because you don't want it to look really janky. You don't want it to seem like Huskar, like, doing his R lunge, and then halfway through he just, like, spins and targets someone else.
Yeah, like how it can't be destroyed. That would be hilarious. If they get a TP off, you're just going across the map to their fountain. That's always fun to watch.
Well, here's an idea. Okay, so, like, what if the way it works is you target an area, and it targets, like, a certain person based on, like, a rule. Let's say, like, the highest HP, right? Let's just say that for the sake of argument right now. And you see this character sort of, like, split into three and sort of, like, vibrate out of existence. And it takes, like, the cast takes a second. But then there's no travel time. Then once that animation is done, they just appear and do, like, a slam. And so you see the windup and you see what they're doing. And that is time to affect things. But it doesn't look janky. Because you don't see them, like, curving in midair.
So talk me through this one more time. What happened? So the MS, middle sister, what does she do? She sees an enemy.
Right, so she casts this spell on a AoE.
Okay, AoE.
Within the AoE, let's say it's max HP for the moment, right? Within that AoE, she determines the person with the highest total HP right now. Mm-hmm. Current HP. And she, like, and her character, like, it splits into three of her that are sort of, like, blinking in and out of existence. Like, she's, like, you know, like the anime, like, getting ready to, like, burst off with speed kind of thing. Uh-huh. And that contributes, it's sort of like they weave in and out of each other for a second. And then she disappears, reappears above the target, and slams down.
So she has to stop. And there's, like, a channel, quote unquote. Like, a
yes.
Cast. Okay.
Yes. There's a cast, and you could cancel it, probably, I think.
Just like how you can cancel like animation. Like,
yeah, you can just stop cast it. It's not like an actual channeled spell. It just has a cast time. But is there like maybe there's a point of no return? Because I don't want it to necessarily be like, I mean, like there should be something you can do.
I mean, how long of about a that, time like, do you think it takes? Like we're talking about like a long channel or just like a blink.
In between, I think it's like it's like a spell with a long cast point rather than okay. being a channel.
Is this like a long range thing then, or Does it do
decently damage? Long? Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking it did like damage and like probably a stun or a knockback. Really? I think knockback is better.
How about a small knockback, like a pretty small, like 150, 200 unit knockback around the highest HP unit in that area? The percentage HP unit. Okay. Because that's a weakness. Normally, if you're like chasing, you don't want to go on the, you know, the highest target. You want to like finish off the target, which I like.
Right, exactly.
So you have to either creatively cast the AoE or get good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like once you cast the AoE, I think it's kind of like Sleight of Fist where those targets are marked and it's going to choose among them. But if someone else walks into the AoE, they don't get added to the target list.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Let's do that as a W. W.
Is that not a Q? Oh, no, blinks are on W's, or like movement type abilities are usually on. Okay, yeah.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, Pangler's is on Q. What would you like? You want it to be on the D? Just for some random reason, she uses the D key.
It seemed like a Q to me, but I guess, I don't know. I guess that's just because we don't know what her other spells are
yet. I'm just assuming we're going agility caster. She's going to have some other ability, because W will be spammable, except... Do you change? We'll put it on hold. So W, give it a good name. What is this? How about it leaves a pattern on the ground? It does a small knockback. It has a short cooldown. And then it like your path there leaves some sort of jagged line on the ground for 20 seconds that might interact with other stuff later.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think I kind of just want to call it Warp Strike.
Warp Strike, okay. Well, provisionary title, Warp Strike. And what
you could make that one word. That's a compound word. That's Warp Strike.
I'm gonna put a dash. How's that?
I feel it. Okay, Warp I'll strike? Take it. I feel like it's better that way.
That's.
You don't.
Even Google Docs. I think you gotta. It sounds like two words to me. It's a certain kind of strike.
Well, it's like there's warp strike and there's warp strike.
Warp speed is not one word. It is warp space speed.
Right, but like fucking like there are lots of things in Dota that aren't real words. We're inventing words right now. Well, welcome sure, to the word like, inventing party.
The words warp and strike both exist. And it's not like a radical thing that we're doing combined.
All right, warp there, are you happy? I made up a word.
Okay. So what happens when there's no targets in AoE?
You wasted the cooldown. Good job.
Okay.
Right?
After...
I mean, it's like casting Sleight of Fist on nothing.
Mm-hmm. I kind of
want... Obviously, no, the targets don't have to stay in the AoE. Again, it's just painting them.
What if... So it'll have a fair... Like, longer than a blink... Shorter than a long channel type cast point to jump to a target. If there's no target there, then it takes longer. But you can't cancel it. There is a point of no return. After 0.3 seconds, you can no longer cancel. But if there's no target there, then it takes like a second.
I just don't want you using it to run away. I don't think that's as interesting. Or if you are using it to run away, it's like how PA uses her ability to run away. Like, you could cast it on friendly units, let's say. Because that's interesting. But, like, casting it just on empty air isn't very interesting. That's just a blink.
What if it goes... What if it... What if it doubles the cooldown?
I'm just... But, like, it's just a blink still.
But it has a long long cast point.
I mean, like, my issue isn't the cooldown. It's the fact that I don't want this character to have a blink because I think those are overdone and boring. Mm-hmm. Like, they're cool and I like them, but I don't want more than we have.
Okay, so it's mostly evasive slash mobile in fights. Okay. After a short delay, teleports above the highest percent HP hero... Unit. We'll go unit. unit, but like it prioritizes heroes.
Yeah, prioritize heroes. Good call.
You're really gonna fuck up that range creep though. 100% HP range creep.
What's good? What's you're good? Done.
And knock causes small knock back.
So, like, what happens when if all the units are 100 HP, it just decides randomly? 100%, I mean?
Yep.
Okay. That seems fair.
Okay. We'll figure out what we'll do with this random white shit that we're putting on the ground later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got another regular spell to come up with. Possibly two. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we've got, like, one kind of spammable spell with Warp Strike.
Yeah.
And so that'll drain color and something else, and something will be refined as she uses it. But Q needs something now.
I mean, do we want a situation where it's like reverse sleight of fist chains, where you want to, like, the optimal idea is to, like, Q and set up for the W? Like, you throw in, like, a wave and then you W in after it or something? I don't want you to have this much CC, but the idea occurred to me of, like, what if you had, like, a Q that was, like, a projectile that did really good knockback?
Mm-hmm.
And so you, like, knockbacked someone, and then as they were flying back, you warp-striked into them. So you, like, push them back into their friends and then dropped in on their head.
Okay, yeah, you get, like, a free warp strike and then AoE. It just casts instantly.
The Q, like, leaves a debuff that you can...
Imagine Q is, like... We'll change it in a sec. Imagine Q is a Tidehunter Ags gush, right? It sends out a literal wave and pushes back a tiny bit. I don't think Tide's Wave does it. Whatever. And it pushes back a tiny bit. And so, like, for a second or whatever, if you cast in the AoE, like, if you cast in that AoE and you catch a hero that was just knocked back, you get a free Warp Strike that casts instantly.
No cooldown or just free as in no mana?
I mean, like, no...
Or just guaranteed.
No cast point. How's that? Just no cast point.
Okay, yeah. No cast point, and that's it's guaranteed right. To hit one of the targets that was hit by the Q. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
So it's some sort of projectile.
Well, and we've described it as a wave already, and I think there's... Because, like, it's going to pass
Shadow
through them,
wave.
Right?
How about... You want to keep going with this white... lightning, white energy, magic type deal. I'm trying to think of some non-gimmicky, non-straight line projectile. Probably gimmicky.
But what if it was like throwing out like a wall? Like, I mean, like it looked visually like an advancing wall that just passed through them, but also like took them a little bit with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Just like a straight line projectile and it sends out...
Mm-hmm.
What's the theme? I've made this warp strike has like this little white lightning effect on the ground. Do you want to have a theme to it? Do you want this to be a lightning character? We've got a fire sister. We've got a frost sister. I mean, Lena kind of has lightning, but listen. Or something else. Or shadowy. You know, we talked about shadow. What if W leaves a white line? Q leaves a black line. Just like the MS Paint spectral dagger.
Well, you're already gonna want a W on Q, like sort of the way we already built this.
Yeah.
I don't think like an extra bonus for doing so necessarily makes sense.
I mean, like, what do you want it to look like? What is this projectile, thematically?
I mean, I think you could do like an advancing wall of like crackling white lightning.
Okay.
And not like white like Zeus's lightning.
All of this
like
is white,
weird white.
And it's like league white. It's inked with black. Like it's outlined with black. Because you're, the light and dark of the Nothal realm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. And what do you think? What do you think on the range? Skill shot, point target? Probably skill shot, right?
Yeah, it's a skill shot.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. Okay. Okay, range. I'm not good with numbers.
PA dagger? That seems a little too
good. No, that's too good.
Okay.
Like,
three quarters.
Like most of the way to Dragonslave, like Dragonslave, you know, like
Dragonslave
a little
longer.
Bit further, right? Because Dragonslave goes
way past the cast point,
right? So I want like about where Dragonslave's cast point says it is.
Okay, And is it, what do you envision it doing? Should it do damage? Should she just have a Q straight line? What if it's a really thin damage?
Thin damage? What does that mean?
Thin projectile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, like, it's like, it's literally just like a thin wall of
how about,
of white.
I can't doodle on this for you. What if it's a, like, it's an, a fleur-de-lis pattern?
That seems unnecessarily complicated.
I mean, like, it starts out, because, I mean, her Q, it could just be literally a white dragon slave, is what we're kind of describing. It's a nuke, it's on a Q.
It's well, but like what I'm like when I say wall, I mean like I'm talking like wall, like wall of replica looking wall. Like it moves forward, but it is just a line.
It's just like a literal
there's
line.
There's really no thickness to it at all.
Okay.
And it just hits you and goes past, and it pushes you a little bit as it slides past you and does damage.
Okay. Like what width are you talking about though?
Dragons about like
width.
Like wall of replica width.
That's massive. That's huge.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of depth.
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like. Like light strike array.
Okay. Width. Okay. That seems reasonable. Not too hard to hit, but dodgeable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'll travel pretty fast. You know, not like crazy fast. It is. You can react to it, but it's pretty quick. It's yeah. You have to be on point to dodge it.
You gotta get good. Okay, we got Q. It's this projectile target thing that gives you a instant warp strike. What is it called? How about say black crap. Projectile that's surrounded by white just because it's edgy?
How about crackling wall? How about I go like D&D old school? Crackle. That's probably not. That might be a real D&D spell. It just sounds like one.
Crackling wall. Socket just auto-completed. People are really terrified. Well, what, your wall socket crackles? That's not good, man.
Yeah, that sounds really bad. Ooh. Actually,
you
yeah, I was just thinking like the sound that. The sound that like electricity makes when it's, but yeah, I guess so are they, right?
You probably got like a sword in there, or like I don't know, maybe like stink bugs are getting fried in there. Crackling wall, shady wall. tear down that wall. Just another crackle in the wall. We built this wall. Rockin' wall.
Feedback fence.
Feedback fence. There you go. Feedback fence.
Because now I guess she's got like a microphone theme.
And she's some sort of pop star. Great.
Okay, I like it.
Now I'm on your level. Now I'm speaking Colin.
Now we have to figure out what the E does.
What does the Q do? Damage, though?
Yeah, we said damage and a little bit of knockback.
Okay, so like it's kind of is the same thing as Dragon Slave in terms of nuke.
And let's change Warp Strike to be a stun.
A stun?
Since It already does that. Like two sources of knockback. I don't know that that's that good, right? That feels redundant. Like what you want is you want people to queue, like to use queue to push a target that is going to be warp striked into an AoE, and then you follow up. And if you're just getting double the knockback isn't bad.
What I was thinking for W is you knock back around them.
Oh, I see. Well, okay. Primary target is stunned, and the knockback around them. Does that sound? Or does nothing happen?
The thing is, if we're making her spammable, I'm a little uncomfortable giving her a stun. What about a slow? What about a nice little mini slow, mini stop? How about a stop? How about like a short stop?
I think knockback with slow is good.
Okay.
Does it do any damage? It probably should, right?
Well, okay, for now. So right now we've got this kind of, she's got a nuke on Q, so she can kind of like farm and push waves and stuff. That's good. W, good for catching up to people, but it's not super specific or reliable.
Yeah, and I think the W's damage is not very good.
Okay, yeah.
I think the W's damage is honestly mostly just for blink.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
now E.
Well, her passive.
Right. That's what I'm.
We could skip to the alt. And maybe it interacts.
We could.
So she's an agility caster. So the idea is that she'll probably be, you know, a carry, and she's attacking during this time.
Well, I mean, she could be a carry, or she could be one of the few agility characters who doesn't play carry, because that's interesting. I mean, like, she could be probably played as a carry.
Dota 2. Who exactly would that be?
But that's my point. That's my point, is the fact that almost every agility hero, if not every agility hero, is a carry, is fucking boring. Agility is the least interesting character attribute.
You get attack speed. So we could do one of those things, I think.
Well, they also get movement speed, though, right?
It's like 0.06%.
Yeah.
It's very tiny. You get 6% movement speed.
It's also, you could also do one of those situations where someone doesn't lean into that. Like, I mean, like, you know, Timbersaw is technically a strength hero. No one builds strength on him, you know?
I guess Bounty Hunter is agi.
Ricky is agi.
Ricky kind of, his thing is right click. It's not carry.
He's a support.
Yeah.
Like these days, anyway.
Venge is also technically.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, like we're trying to carve new territory, not just copy successes of the past.
Yeah, but I like you get why? Why would she be edgy then? What's she gonna do with attack speed?
Edgy could be like a thing that keeps her from being too powerful, right? Like we could make these spells pretty good, but the thing is, she doesn't naturally like build in a way. Her stats don't naturally allow her to get out of control as a spellcaster.
But then why wouldn't you just build her as a carry because she has agi, so she benefits from getting all that attack speed?
Because she's got a shit animation and her passive probably doesn't, like, none of her abilities really give her right-click damage or anything. Probably. I guess we don't know what Spectral Corruption does yet.
It's true. I'm not convinced. Why? I get why you want, because, you know, you want to try something new and make it interesting because you don't have really, like, agi supports. And I like that. I like that idea. But what does she do in return? Not just to be like, oh, it's like she's a support, but she's agi. That's what I'm trying to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get armor for that, too. But you're generally, you don't have the HP or strength here to be super massive.
I feel like it's the same as Venge's problem, right? Like Venge as a support, like doesn't give a shit about her primary stat.
Yeah, I mean she still right clicks, okay, as a support.
That's true. She does. Okay, maybe she shouldn't be agility. I don't know.
I like the idea. I'm just if you don't want her to be a carry, which is fine.
I mean, like I feel like these abilities are more interesting on someone who isn't a carry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I it's Dota. I'll allow people to play what they want. But
in terms of, like, not a position one, right? So, like, she would be position two or three?
I guess she could be a two. Or a three would be nice. No, she doesn't have to be a support.
Because when I think mean, caster, like, I don't think support.
I think she'd be an interesting offlaner.
Okay. So, like, offlane, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three. I like that. As, like, our ideal roles. And then, you know, somebody will break her and play her position one. And that's fine because that's Dota.
Yeah, but don't totally
specifically build that way. Okay. Question three. So she's got some kind of, not a lot of escape, but she's got initiation, which is already great for offlaner. And she's got some nuke, so that's good for push, makes her stronger. And so her Q and her W, you imagine, they're pretty spammable, right? So the CC and the damage will be moderate.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yep, I like that. And then something changes as she spams, similar to Fiery Soul, but doesn't give the attack speed or movement speed. Instead gives...
Well, and we could also make it not spell spam. Like, we wrote that at first, but I think the main thing is just, like, something she does drains color from her and changes how she behaves.
We could just, instead of making her E a passive, it could just be an active... And she gets the Spectral Corruption buff, debuff.
Okay, what does it do?
I came up with an idea. You expect me to follow through with it? You know, so like she could stop and then she like channels and becomes, I don't know, Super Saiyan, goes white.
I think I have something, Nick. So we've talked about the Nothal Realm and how it exists so far in Dota. And how, like, so Dazzle's got the weird unhealing and, like, healing that's also heal and harm. And then we've got, like, Huskar, who, like, sacrifices to do damage. What if what she does with her E is she creates a small AoE around her that, like, no, anyone no. within it is oh, a sacrifice no. to the Nothal Realm, and it blocks healing going in there?
Oh, blocks? Okay. I thought you were going to say reverses everything.
No, that's okay, just good. That's just a nightmare.
That would be dope.
But just, like if you try and cast healing in there, it doesn't go through, and in fact, instead, she gets stronger or something.
Okay.
Like, and not, like, massively stronger, but just, like, if you're trying to heal in there, if you're, like, casting a spell, a healing spell on there, or if someone in there is using lifesteal, you're just feeding her.
Okay, let's not have it be a channel. Spectral Corruption now, you can activate it, and it has, you know, a duration, whatever, and she turns this, like, you know, crackling white, black energy, mm-hmm. and then in a 350 AoE around her, healing is reduced by 50%, and any healing going into enemies gets diverted to her. That 50% gets diverted to her. She takes a little off the top.
Okay. I like it. She sounds like a carry, but I know, if that's I'm what like, ends wait, up happening. Wait. That's, you know, that's okay. If she ends up as a carry, that's fine. If it's a cool idea, it's okay.
I like the caster element, though.
And it what if it doesn't turn
up her next spell?
Well, okay, so if she's an agility caster, she's going to have mana issues. What if it turns into mana for her?
Okay. Or how about just 50% of all healing? It reduces all healing by 50% to enemies, and just all healing generally that occurs in that AoE gives her mana. I don't think that's too complicated, hopefully.
No, I think that sounds okay.
Yeah, okay. Just so, like, you could heal a friendly unit and we give her mana.
Mm-hmm.
Her with Io? Great.
Boy.
It should do something else besides that.
Yes, it should. Because, I mean, the other thing is, if your spells... Does it also make, while it's active... Okay. If you keep eating healing, the duration keeps getting extended... And while it's taking down, your other cooldowns count down twice as fast.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So all her cooldowns just tick down twice as fast during Spectral Corruption.
Spectral Corruption's really fucking good, actually. And not like, I'm not saying like really cool. I'm just saying like that's powerful. That's kind of fucked. I'm not saying it's OP. It seems like
Hera with Oracle.
Yeah. It feels very Bloodseeker-y in a way that I'm okay with.
Perfect. Okay.
Including should we make items. It monochrome for 5 seconds? Because it's already 8 seconds is a long time.
Directly. How do we implement this duration extension? Do you have to heal her?
Just like every for every 500 no every 500 mana she would gain or something. I don't know.
We'll just say you know for every
X amount of mana.
Yeah, for she gains. X mana extends duration by X.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, we'll leave that one up to the mathematicians. Mm-hmm. It's a good ability. It's almost like that's her real ult. But
I don't know. It doesn't do a lot, though. I mean, reducing healing by 50% is huge.
But also it makes her able to spam all her spells.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, if you're against if you're against a, like, I mean, if you're up against an alchemist.
Yeah.
she just keeps that up all
or
the time.
Or Huskar. Mm-hmm.
In a fight. Right. That's just like, she's just like Q-ing and W-ing all over a fight all the time. She's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. How about Warp Strike, like, drags her to the target instead of doing like a disappear and reappear thing then? Because that would be a little janky to show the disappearance and reappearance of this AoE.
What do you mean drags her?
I mean, like...
like she hooks herself?
I mean... so, like, she... okay, here we go. So this Pudge, she casts it on him. And then after the delay, she, like, from nowhere, from, like, just standing still, does a slide tackle towards the character. And then at the last second, like, her feet go up. Like, she defies gravity, her feet go up, and then she slams down on the person. So she's, like, dragged along the battlefield in a little zigzag lightning pattern.
Okay.
Or, like,
okay,
yeah,
so, like,
her body
just so,
leaves this branching wedge.
What problem are we solving?
The fact that it would be weird for her to disappear and reappear or just do an Urshaker dunk.
Okay, so you just want, like, the visual of her zigzagging through the,
put, like,
through the battlefield.
A really janky animation there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, seems wrong because she's not quite in the Nothrealm
right.
or this world.
Okay,
nice,
sure.
Nice little lore there. Thematic.
Yeah.
Integration.
I like it.
Thematic integration, Colin. You gotta get it on it. I'm gonna be a thematic integration manager for Bottle Crow Reborn.
Nick, I'm already have so much editing to do to get this down. Let's just...
okay.
All right. Alt time.
Alt. What? So she's got some damage now. She's got some mobility. Mm-hmm. We've kind of satisfied the mobility, the monochrome, the agility, caster, and the fractal. What do we want to do to finish off an agility caster?
The thing with the fractal is, so we've got the white path that she leaves. Mm-hmm. Is that the zigzag?
Yeah.
That she does on the way there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does she do with it? I think that the ult answers that question.
It's got to, like, activate something, right?
Yeah, but I don't want it just be, like, a TA trap or something, right?
Yeah, no. Should it be damage? Should it be CC? Should it be both? Should it be a weird mechanic? How about it's a weird... how about... this is so leak. This is completely... how about it's a weird mechanic where... how to describe this? It's like, you know, that one custom game, Colin, where there was an icy section mm-hmm. in the middle of the map? It's like when you go over this, your speed is, while you're over it, just boosted by like 3%, 300%.
I hate this.
And so you just like randomly zip across this small,
oh, I hate this so
small
much.
Lightning AoE.
Oh, this is so bad, actually.
And so the fights... so like she could have left these, you know, we say these things linger for, what, 30 seconds maybe, and she's able to spam 4 or 5 warp strikes in that time. And then they're like got this weird thing going on around the battlefield. And then she activates her ult. And then... you know, you try to chase somebody over this and you suddenly like zip to the other side of this, I don't know, 200 wide thing, maybe, this path.
I really
path.
Don't like the Nothrealm slip and slide, Nick. It's
not
a good idea.
What's the matter with my slip and slide? I want to get off Middle Sister's Wild Ride.
I don't know about that, my man.
How about Portia? Dahlia. D-H-L-I-A.
She summons a Portia? What are you talking
Portia,
about right
I'm
now?
Names.
Oh, okay. You should have said
Sanvi?
That and not just started saying things.
Jabril? No, that's a... I should you not. Gagiel and Jabril. G-A-G-I-E-L. As in, like, Gabriel,
folks,
but
if you at home have a good idea for middle sister's name,
Shachiel?
Write us in.
Micah, Eren, Zuriel.
Eren isn't bad.
I kind of wanted to end with what would you call it?
A vowel?
What's the voicing of the vowel? Because, like, Lina, Rai, Lai, it's a prominent vowel. I don't know. I strongly Armisha, Anahita,
Tina Fey.
Tina. That's a reference from another podcast.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, sorry to completely derail. I've been spamming the get female names on this angel name generator.
Let's just leave it to our listeners.
Okay, Fyoda. That's pretty bad.
Nick, we still don't have an alt, and also your Dina? Slip and slide idea was trash.
Okay. What if you're instead sucked into the center of these paths? No, that's kind of like just an ice wall. I want to activate something, and for an amount of time, these things glow or they crackle, whatever. They turn black with white edge instead of white with black edge. They become more edgy for a few seconds, and they do something.
What about that? Could just be really simple. Like, okay, what if what if they are like really long duration or permanent until it consumed? They're consumed by hitting R. And when they do, they just do a really simple thing, right? Because, like, the rest of her kit is really pretty good. So it's just, like, creeps that walk over it are buffed.
I think I've got it.
Or something.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Warp Strike, they linger forever up to, like, an amount. Like, 10. Like, you can have a certain number of these, like, branching lightning things. And then when you activate it for blank seconds... I want Spectral Corruption's AoE to be on these paths.
That's good, actually.
And so, like, she, you know, there's reduced healing and a little bit of slow. Oh, yeah, we should add a little bit of slow to the thing, I think. Reduced healing and a little bit of slow. And she, if she walks into this, she can spam her spells for a few seconds better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about... Okay. How about... I'm trying to figure out how the R works into this, right? But what if, when you leave them there, like, they do the spectral corruption, like, absorbing? Just all the time. Like, if you're standing on one of them and you receive healing, it takes half of it. And it just does that forever. Yes. And then she can go back to them and collect the mana or something.
She can just literally farm. She can literally, like, W a creep wave and then come back to farm the... I like it, but I don't know how it... Heals just aren't that common, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, does it also... It doesn't eat your health regen, does it? Does it eat your health regen?
Eat it. I think it should eat your health regen.
Okay, well then it is going to vary. Every time a creep wave patches over it, it's going to eat a little bit. It's just going to keep eating away. If there's a fight there, it eats a lot.
Okay.
And then you come there and you...
I think it has to be like reduced healing by 30%. Let's go down to 30%. 40.
Well, I mean, it could... Yeah, okay. But, and it can 50. Do...
Maybe.
I just think 50. maybe the traps do less or something. The traps have a lesser version of it.
What do you mean, the traps?
The path. The path. I mean, there are traps, though.
Okay, yeah. Path does, like, half of that. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
And then...
And it just does that forever.
Yeah.
But you do have a max number of them that can be out. Because we don't want you painting the entire map. As hilarious as that would be.
Still needs an ult. I like this idea, though.
I really want her to have a weak ult, because the rest of her kit is so good.
Yeah. The first ever Dota hero with 3 spells.
Okay, no, here's... Okay, she can't... Okay, no, very simple. She can't... The idea about going to collect the mana from the traps, now that's dumb. Instead, the health that they have drained can be released back to your units by pressing R and targeting one. And so you can, like, heal creep waves, or if you have a fight there, you can heal your team.
Okay, so, like, in a pretty... Like, a 2,000 AoE around her,
Focused on the trap.
The paths?
Yes, the paths.
I imagine them being like just like a line.
Right, but like, so it like it emanates out from the line. I mean, like, it's not, okay. You don't have to be standing directly on the line, but in an AoE of the line.
Yeah, like a small AoE.
It does, it releases all the healing it has captured. And goes back to zero. So like, if you push high ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
With middle sister, and you use your W there, and you lose the fight, and you make a few more attempts, you can't get back up there again, but that path has absorbed a lot of healing in the process.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you go high ground, you've got that, like, reservoir of healing ready to
healing
pop.
Healing reservoir. Okay, yeah. It does it in, like, an AoE?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, around it, or do you have to cast? I'm trying to think, how do you deal with the actual healing? Does it just do all of the healing it's captured in an AoE?
Yes, but it probably divides it up among people.
Hmm.
Evenly, because otherwise it would just be so much. It would just be like...
Yeah.
This is hard. Ice Frog, I see why this is hard.
It would be... I like the mechanic. There's... Okay, no, I've got it. So it's this fractal thing, right? Let's just think about, like, make it lightning, okay? So it's got this main branch that, like, follows to where you've gone to your target, where you've done your slip and slide and dunk to your target. And then it branches off from there because it's, you know, fizzling with energy and stuff. And it's got specific tendrils, and each tendril, each little, like, branch thing has a 300... 400, 500 range for the ult.
Okay.
And so, like, they will, the main path will just stay static, but then the tendrils will physically, like, you'll have, you know, you could have 5 tendrils attached to you, and so it'll do that percentage. These tendrils will attach to the lowest percentage HP hero, or, you know, unit, but hero preference, whatever. And then it heals them by the total amount consumed by, or like, of healing stolen by that line divided by, you know, the fraction of however many of its tendrils are on there. And you can't get them all.
That makes sense.
That was a very long-winded explanation, but I think it would be obvious in, like, a picture form.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's got, like, it's got a couple of branches, and the branches sort of reach out and heal someone.
Yes, they reach out and touch faith.
For a percentage of the total healing divided among the number of branches.
Yeah, and it'll just, you know, the branches will jump if you've got multiple low HP teammates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that lasts for... It, like... Okay, so let's use the word inverted, because that's always a cool thing.
Sure.
And so it'll just flip. Instead of stealing the heal, it gives back. It's time for it to give back for X seconds.
Ult, true generosity.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous sister. No, I see you have written magnanimous tentacles, and this is not okay. This is the longest podcast recording, actually.
We've got some good ideas. We did a good thing, however.
Technically, yeah. We have some in there.
We've got to give it a name.
Inverted fractures, all right. Yeah, okay, let's go with inverted fracture. Like, it's kind of generic, but it conveys the idea.
Dota has a lot of generic, but Laguna... Yeah.
Vacuum.
Actually, what is it? Freezing Field? I cannot believe... I thought Crystal Nova was the name of CM's ult. It's called Freezing Field. Like... Uh-huh. It's just like a circle that freezes. Freezing Field.
Yep. Maybe we should change Spectral Corruption's name to Inverted Mastery.
Inverted Mastery.
I'm kidding. That's a terrible idea.
Mr. Steel, yo heel.
Well, that was a thing you just said.
Yep.
Okay, so it just released. Yeah. Okay, so I think we've got the full kit now, don't we? We're not doing talents.
No, hell no. unlimited number of warp strike paths. Warp fractures. Fracture strike. There we go. Mm-hmm. Warp fracture or just fracture? No, I want to leave your strike because I've already destroyed the warp.
I think fractured path. Okay, are we ready to read it all out?
Okay. We'll type up a little lore blurb. We need a little bit of lore, I think, just to end off. And hopefully this will require less editing.
After years of anger and bitterness of being left in her sister's shadow, middle sister... we still need a name. It's fine. Middle sister's fine.
MS.
Middle sister, bitter of the successes of her sisters, Rylai and Lena, went to desperate lengths to get power to match theirs. I see that you are not really writing down what I wrote. That's cool. That's probably wise.
I thought that's what it was.
No, that's probably wise.
That's what you said. MS.
I mean, that's the gist of it. Go
bitter
ahead.
About not being as accomplished as her magical girl sisters.
You make it sound like such a thing that I would write.
Desperate to stand on equal footing with her siblings. MS the... She broke into the forbidden libraries of... Okay, I'm channeling all my anti-mage stupid names. Jungather.
Ooh, that's good.
J-H-U-N-G-T-H-R. Wait, Jungather. Let me capitalize forbidden libraries. The forbidden libraries. And summoned a portal... harnessing her bloods, because she is, you know, it's part of this magical family, harnessing her bloods, powerful, dormant, magical.
Okay,
essence.
Okay. Nick, I have an alternate pitch.
Okay.
There.
It didn't go great. There we go.
Now she's all Nothily.
It didn't go great. She survived. She survives, though changed. And she survives, though changed. But now MS... the Fractured Wanderer.
Ooh, Fractured Wanderer is bad.
That's why I capitalized the first two letters. MS the Fractured Wanderer. Something, something towards the ancients.
She survives though changed. And now trapped between the Nothal realm and the physical realm. The ancients are her only escape or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, she's trying to save herself. She's, you know, she's actually selfish, not just mind controlled. Okay, I see.
Oh, sure. No.
She survives. Yeah. Changed. And now, not quite dead nor alive, MS, the Fractured Wanderer, seeks her only hope. It's a new hope.
To right her wrongs. No, that sounds like she has a conscience, and she doesn't. She sucks. To break the curse? We're deleting a lot. Update.
Forward.
We're deleting a lot.
MS Fraction Wanderer strikes. She survives or changed, and now, not quite dead or alive.
Okay, sure. Let's just take that.
Yeah. Are you ready, Colin?
Sure. Okay. Go for it. Read.
we present to you after so much shit. Middle Sister, the Fractured Wanderer. Middle Sister, bitter about not being as accomplished as her magical girl sisters, desperate to stand on equal footing with her siblings, she broke into the forbidden libraries of Jungther. It didn't go great. She survives, though changed, and now, not quite dead nor alive, MS, the Fractured Wanderer, strikes forwards to break her curses with the might of the ancients. Her cue, Colin.
It is Feedback Fence. It is a skill shot projectile. It does magical damage and a slight knockback, and it puts a debuff on the target that allows her to cast her W with no cast point for 1.5 seconds.
Wow. Her W target is Fractured Path. It is cast in a medium-sized AoE, and after a short delay, teleports above the highest HP unit in the area, which with hero priority, and causes a small, like 150 AoE knockback around them and slows the primary target. It does a little bit of damage as well, and along the path that she travels, it leaves a small white branching path that lingers forever, but only up to 10 of them can be on the field at one time. It also applies a weak half-like strength version of Spectral Corruption to units standing on them.
Her E is Spectral Corruption. It is an active. When she activates it, her model goes monochrome in color for 5 seconds. During that time, in a 350 AoE around her, all healing dealt to enemies is reduced by 50%. And that 50% that is absorbed turns into mana for her. She slows enemies in her presence by 15% during this time, and also her cooldowns tick down twice as fast. For X mana she absorbs through this ability, the duration is extended by X seconds.
Very nice. And then finally, her ultimate is Inverted Fracture. All the fractured paths on the ground in the battlefield around her now switch for a few seconds, and they release all the healing that they've stored up over time that they've stolen, which includes regen. And based on the number of little paths, little tendrils that a unit is around, and it prioritizes the lowest percent HP target, it will heal them based on however much it's stored.
Okay. Nice. She's probably got some really fun response lines with, like, Dazzle, where yeah. Dazzle's like, you're fucking stupid.
Shadow away. Yeah.
Okay, we made a hero.
We did it.
Through the worst possible process.
It's absolute garbage. I do not wish this editing upon anybody. Because I don't have to. Because, unfortunately, it's
already there.
It's in the bag.
I'm glad I have tomorrow off. Okay, I'm not gonna... This podcast is over. Don't talk anymore. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Where you can find us on Twitter at @BottleCrow. I've got a Patreon if you want to go to patreon.com/scanlandmedia. You can chip in. You can get access to another Patreon-only podcast where we talk about anime. Thanks, guys. This is going to take forever. Good night.
Peace out.
Yeah, that one. Hang around.